U100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday here through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We always start the show with somebody from Kirtland Community College. Today we have Cecily Kerfuffle. That's not right. Kuffle. How do you? It's Kuffle, right?
Kuffle.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Then I've been saying it wrong every time I interviewed you.
It's okay.
She's the admissions coordinator at Kirtland Community College. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
So we have open enrollment for the fall, right?
Absolutely. We're trying to get students to know it's time to sign up for classes. Classes start August 22nd. And if you haven't even started the process, we can get you through. So if you're thinking about enrolling in one class, two class, or starting a whole program, you definitely can do that right now.
Yeah, summer's not over, but you might want to dip your toes back in and get ready to improve your life, make a career change or add some education to make yourself more marketable.
Absolutely. Education and training is really, really available right now in a variety of places. We have all kinds of trades, health science, online degrees, cybersecurity. So if you are thinking that maybe you're wanting to do a change in your employment or just get more training in graphic design or photography, anything like that, we have a course for you or, again, a whole degree or certificate.
Yeah, it's amazing what Kirtland has transformed himself into, just the practical educational programs that they provide that, as you just pointed out, can be done just as improving, putting that on your resume, mm-hmm. getting an associate's degree, getting a certificate. It all depends on how much commitment you want to make to your future.
Absolutely. Entrepreneurship. If you're thinking it's time that you want to start inching towards starting your own business, we can support that with education. And also the industry is screaming for law enforcement, for
right.
auto techs, for all of this training that we do need, as well as welding, electrician, all of those things that we definitely have the opportunity to offer training for.
Yeah, explosive growth in all of those industries. The amount of money that you can make just in law enforcement, it has doubled in the past couple of years. You mentioned automotive maintenance. You have the brand new Matt LaFontaine center
yes.
there that is nicer than most garages that you see at La Fontaine. They, you know, it's state of the art. You are going to learn a career that can get you close to six figures as soon as you graduate from it.
Absolutely.
We still have the truck driving school?
The truck driving school is still operational. They every about 6 weeks they start a new class.
Yeah.
And that's also a profession that is in demand.
Massive demand.
As well as health science. Bay Med right now is having $20,000 sign-on bonuses for surge techs.
Wow.
So we have that program. It's a fantastic program. Had 100% pass rate, our last group of graduates. So we have phenomenal staff who are going to put you through the process and definitely connect you with a great job.
Yeah, and admissions can tell you where the scholarship dollars are because almost every program that Kirtland offers has got scholarships available.
Absolutely. Our foundation has done a phenomenal job offering specific scholarships, but there's also the Michigan Reconnect program right now.
Right.
So if you're over 25, you get free tuition if you don't already have a degree.
Right.
Even if your taxes say you're over income for like a Pell Grant, it doesn't matter. There's no income requirement for the Michigan Reconnect. You just have to meet the 25 years old and no degree yet. So good funding for that.
And a lot of times, Cecily, they don't have to actually go to the 4 Mile Road campus because most of the programs are available online.
We have a long list of classes that are available online. We also have our Gaylord MTech Center.
Right.
And our classes are set up usually on a two-day-a-week format. So you only have to come to class or engage in class 2 days a week if you are in person.
One of the biggest surprises that has occurred to me since we've been doing this with Kirtland Community College is all the dollars that are in the arts department, with graphic arts and so many different programs or career paths you can take coming out of that that are really high paying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's hard to think about because
you just think it's, I'm doing some painting and if I'm not a famous painter, how am I going to make any money? It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Yes. You can actually see some of the great work this weekend featured on the wooden paddles. The wooden paddles for the canoe race this weekend were created in our wood science department, and some of our artists from Kirtland have created works of art in their course online. You can view them, bid on them, because they're on the auction. That's going to create more money for scholarships, which is even better. But very, very fantastic work that you can see from local artists.
Yeah. So get the next step of your career path going, and either contact Cecily or anybody else from the admissions department, or go to kirtland.edu. Mm-hmm. And it is such a great website that answers so many questions or gives you a deep dive in I wonder, I just heard them talking about law enforcement. What is that like?
Mm-hmm.
And you just hit the tab there. And it gives you great descriptions and what your possibilities could be.
Yeah, absolutely. And we would love to have you just walk in. Easy access just off of I-75.
Yep.
We do have a Big B coffee shop. So if you want a coffee, you can come get a coffee and a tour and learn about what we have to offer and also how much is it going to cost you. Again, and learn about those support programs like Michigan Reconnect and then the federal FAFSA, as well as scholarships, all the things that can help you, earn a credential that in the end will hopefully, connect you maybe with your dream job or your own business or a role that you're passionate about, like nursing or surge tech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about the people that I know that have gone through the program. We have a lot of students, successful students, come in and talk about, how the scholarships help them and then what they are now doing professionally that they would have never imagined if they hadn't taken that first step, which is either go to kirtland.edu or meet somebody in the admissions department. And, it's not like you're going to get hit with a high-pressure sales pitch or whatever, because the amount of money that you may have to commit to your future is shockingly low.
Yes, absolutely. College is really kind of...
Well, it's very expensive out there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when you look at the sticker price of, a degree, people are like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Well, the sticker price and what you actually have to pay are very, very different. And, there is enough research now over the last 100 years, the more you learn, the more you earn. It's
right.
Just... that way.
Well, and unless you're, going to Notre Dame or Yale, most of the time, just getting a degree or certifications are all that you need. So, if you, there's nothing wrong with going to Central Michigan University or anywhere else, mm-hmm. but on par dollar for dollar, your education value from Kirtland Community College is right in line with any of the other universities I just mentioned.
Absolutely, and we can get students started. So if you want to be a teacher and you're going to need a four-year degree, you can do your first 2 years with us, which is a third of the cost. Our credits are transferable, and there is the Michigan Transfer Agreement. So students who know they're going to need that four-year degree and who are really thinking the cost is too much, Kirtland, the community college route for students is fantastic to keep that expense down.
Well, I just ran into the mother of a young man who graduated with my son from St. Mary's 3 years ago, and I said, well, what's Blake doing now? Is he going to graduate this year? She goes, oh, no, he changed his mind twice. Now, this is at Michigan State University,
mm-hmm.
okay, and a lot of people change their educational paths, and when you have to do it at MSU or CMU or anything else, you're talking about tens of thousands of dollars that really you can't account for now because you've changed your degree.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a couple of thousand dollars maybe if that happens when you go to Kirtland.
Absolutely. And you can also get multiple degrees. So
yeah.
If you get a graphic design certificate, you can also get a certificate for entrepreneurship
right.
to help you do your own business. So, you know, there's really a lot of combinations that will work well for you. Or, again, if you were in a profession that's not a good fit and you know, you want to start over, you can start over without enduring that big, again, sticker price from the big institutions.
Yeah, the one last thing I wanted to bring up, Cecily, before I let you go is you mentioned cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. One of the cool things about cybersecurity is you can take all of that class online.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like for a small business owner like myself or anything else that you don't have a ton of money to commit to a full-time IT person or whatever, you can learn the things that you need to do to help protect your business from online invasion and everything else, and you can do that degree on your own time.
Yeah, absolutely. The online courses are asynchronous, which means you don't have to be at a certain place at a certain time. If you work third shift, you can do your classes when, you get time to do them. Or if you're a night owl and you work best at 2 a.m., you can do that as well.
Yeah.
So online classes are very, very convenient, especially if you are still needing to work a full schedule.
Yeah. Cecily, just so much, we could sit here and talk all day, but the thing you need to do is go to kirtland.edu or just go out there. If you haven't seen the 4 Mile Road campus, it's just amazing. It is so modern, so clean, so up to date, so accommodating that just visiting it yourself may change your mind about what you want to do next.
Absolutely, and it's easy to get to.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt. Yeah, as opposed to the old place, there's no doubt about it, right there on 4 Mile Road. Cecily Kuffel, admissions coordinator at Kirtland Community College, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. They reached out to us. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Kim Morley. Kim is running. She's sprinting.
It is a sprint line.
Yeah, now we're at the sprint line, right?
Yeah.
It looked like a marathon, but now we are here as a sprint coming to an end of a, you know, how long have you been on the campaign trail? 4, 5, 6 months?
Oh, it's been over a year.
Wow.
It feels like maybe it's just gone by really fast,
yeah.
Right? It's been a while.
Well, it seems like, when you first talked to us, it's been longer than a year that you,
right.
I mean, we knew that Dare Rendon was going to be termed out.
Correct.
And, you know, you're good friends with Dare and where what the district was. And
correct. Mm-hmm.
And then that got changed, and so it has been a long, strange trip, as the
yes.
Grateful Dead would say, right?
Ooh, that's a good one for this morning.
Yeah. I'm feeling trippy. But I mean, you have traveled, thousands and thousands of miles within the district.
Sometimes I'm not sure which direction I'm going anymore, right?
Yeah, you got a schedule. I've seen your schedule. Like, okay, at 9 I got to be here. Can I get there and get it to...
Can I get there in time? How long does it take me to get there?
Can I get to Gaylord at 10:30 after being in Grayling at 9 and I got to talk to these people for 45 minutes? So, yeah, talk a little bit about it, you know? Let's talk about the movie of Kim Morley.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the experience is, I mean, beyond what you're learning, I mean, it's, the experience in itself has just been, it's been incredible.
Sure.
Like, you think you know, because I did a lot of homework up front,
uh-huh.
to prepare for what you're getting into. The different people, different ideas, all walks of life, we have talked about everything from education, obviously election integrity.
Right.
We've talked about PFAS. We've talked about, you know, forestry management. We've talked about the sewer projects, short-term rentals, housing shortages. I mean, there is so many things that people are wanting to address and talk about. There's so many different viewpoints on both and suggestions. And I'm more than anything, I'm really excited because people are engaged.
Uh-huh.
We were just talking about that in the green room.
Right.
People are asking questions. I got a call yesterday. I heard about you. I have a couple questions before I go vote. Like, they want to know. They're asking tough questions, too. So that has been something that I probably didn't expect.
Yeah, you know, when you first think about local politics, you're like, oh, they, you know, he's a state representative, she's a state representative. What the heck do they do anyways, you know? Where's the accountability?
Oh.
You know?
I think that's one of the big things, you know, and part of that accountability, or what are you going to do? How can you do something?
Right.
And sometimes people don't realize that a state representative has nothing to do with that decision. So it's trying to educate, or for me to know what can I do, and if I can't, I need to share that. So, you know, like, we put together a round table, and we had representatives from all three of our counties that are dealing with housing issues.
Yeah.
So we brought people together to figure out, are we on the same page? What can we learn from that? We did a town hall about short-term rentals just to learn more and hear about that. So I think when you get everybody together and you start thinking about what are you going to be accountable for and what can you be accountable for, I really want people to know your state representative, although we do have policy, but the way you work through that is through that budget. And you and I have talked about that over and over, so that's super important.
Well, and the other thing is we've talked about this before as well. You're only in Lansing, three days a week. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to be with your constituents the other 2 days a week. And, you know, I know that Dare did that.
Absolutely.
You know, and before that, Bruce, you know, they would come to awards dinners and everything else. And that's how you engage. I mean, I know you've been to the, you know, Rotary.
Absolutely.
And
Veterans Coffee Hours. I mean, you go everywhere.
Yeah. You know, it's all about having your boots on the ground in your district. And, you know, I know that one of your opponents was the representative for a different district.
Correct.
And so now he's coming into a district and trying to learn the same thing like you.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Learning the group. It's important to do that.
Yeah. I mean, literally, he lost
most of his original district
has been changed. And I'm not saying anything, you know, that Ken it did a good or a bad job.
Right.
It's just that
now it's a different role.
Right.
It's a different job than it probably was in the past.
Yeah, there's a lot less farming and a lot more businesses and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, we've talked a lot about different issues that are going on, but I think the common thing I hear is people just don't trust.
Yeah.
Like, how can we build trust? And even if you're on opposite sides of that that topic, maybe you disagree, they just want you to be honest. Tell me the truth.
Yeah.
If we disagree, I'm okay with that, but just don't tell me something to get a vote.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've made that pretty clear up front, and maybe some people won't vote for me, but that's okay, because it is about their vote and who they want to represent them.
And they want their vote to count.
Yes.
So when you vote for somebody and then you find out that that really weren't the person
that you thought they were.
Yeah, that is disheartening, and that is maybe at the core of what the problem with the country is, you know, whether we're talking about the president all the way down to a state representative. We're going to have more with Kim Morley here in a minute. We have to go to a break, and then I'm going to have Kevin Rinke come on, who's running for governor.
All right.
And then Kim and I will talk just a little bit more. So we'll be right back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smokehouse.
Tickets up exclusively at Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio on the phone with Republican candidate for governor, Kevin Rinke. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us, getting down to the nitty-gritty for the primary here, and we wanted to catch up with you and see how things were going with your candidacy.
You know, we think things are great. Our polling numbers show that we have taken over the lead, and our message resonates with people. We're going to be up in Grayling, actually, tonight at the festivities before the big race, and we're just going to work hard until August 2nd.
Yeah, we've got a lot of candidates for the Republican nomination to take on Governor Whitmer, and it's, you know, it hasn't been too contentious, which I'm glad to see. Sometimes this gets pretty dirty, but, you know, obviously all the candidates feel that we need to get a Republican back in office. So I think I want to give my hats off to everybody for staying above the fray a little bit. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think for the most part that it's been a real clean, straight election. I think that it's what politics should be. But even within the Republican Party, a little bit more candor, a little bit more truth, a little bit more honesty wouldn't hurt people as they approach making their decision.
Well, go ahead and get a little bit deeper into that, Kevin Rinke, candidate for governor. State your case on why you believe that you should be the Republican nominee.
Well, I think that what we need is a proven leader that has real, tangible results and a record that backs it up, who doesn't just talk about it, who's done it. And if you look, you know, you peel back the apple skin or the onion skin, that's what you have, and that's what I bring to the table. Now, Michigan's got some significant trouble that it's going to have to address, and we've seen what an unqualified person in the governor's chair brings us with Gretchen Whitmer. We saw it previously with Jennifer Granholm.
Amen.
And you know what? The last thing that we need to do is have more Gretchen Whitmer or have a Republican candidate that's equally unqualified and says all the right things, just like Gretchen did, but ultimately doesn't have a skill set to deliver, and then has to rely on what? The establishment and the lobbyists, because they don't have the Rolodex, they don't have the experience, they don't have the institutional knowledge that I've gained over working in Lansing for over 30 years, representing my employees, representing my customers, and representing the state to make Michigan great again. That's what people got to look at and choose between. You know, you can say anything, but can you deliver? And my career suggests that when I say things, I deliver. And that's up to the people of Michigan at the end of the day.
Kevin Rinke, what would be the first item that you would address if and when you become governor in November?
As I've said previously, Michigan residents are struggling and suffering with decisions that have been made by Gretchen Whitmer in conjunction with Joe Biden. We have record inflation. We have record price increases. And while people have made gains as far as income, all that's done is make them pay higher taxes.
Right.
A Kevin Rinke administration, the first thing I'm working on is to eliminate the personal income tax, which gives back a family making $50,000 a year $2,150. They know how to spend it better than Lansing. And the politicos and the people who don't understand how to generate value say, how are you going to replace that? There's 9 states in America that don't have a personal income tax.
Right.
They all outperformed us economically and in population growth during COVID and post-COVID. But here's what the people of Michigan need to understand. Our individual tax burden, if I eliminate the personal income tax, is still higher than 6 of those 9 states. Michigan is overtaxed, overregulated, and its government is underperforming. And the establishment thinks that's okay, be it Republican or Democrat. We need to serve the people. We need to create an environment for the people of Michigan to be successful in. And I'm the only candidate on the Republican side that isn't looking for a career. I'm looking to serve and do the right thing. And if the people select me, they will get results. They won't get status quo. They won't get establishment. And they will see a leader that's busting his ass for them.
Well, I couldn't agree more about the personal income tax. Notably, Florida and Texas do not have state income tax, and more people are flocking to those states. And it's the opposite reason. California is so very highly taxed. Thousands of people every week moving out of the state of California. And that would make Michigan a very attractive destination if we removed the state income tax.
Absolutely. You know, we talked, too, about Tennessee, because we have lost tens of thousands of jobs to Tennessee.
Right.
You know what they don't have? A personal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's irrefutable.
So
the way you control government, the way you serve the people, is to starve government. Lansing has more money now. During COVID, after they shut down all of those businesses, than ever in the history, because those government incentives push people into higher tax brackets. And now they buy less, making more money than they did. Government tricked them. Government is getting them back and sticking them with these high taxes, and it needs to be stopped.
We're talking to Kevin Rinke, who's a candidate for governor for the state of Michigan, Republican candidate for governor, and need your vote on during the primary on August 2nd. Kevin, I was just listening to the news yesterday, and probably the biggest issue for me of what happened under the Whitmer administration is the massive amount of unemployment fraud that happened during COVID, and they just halted again getting money back from the people who are still on unemployment or Social Security or whatever that were supposed to be paying some of these dollars back. What is it, $8 billion in fraudulent claims? What can the state do about this to get some of this money back or take these people off the rolls completely and put them back in the job market?
Well, the reason that Gretchen Whitmer is allowing them to keep the money is, candidly, she's buying votes.
Right.
She's making decisions to protect herself in hopes that that ingratiates her with ignorant voters. And people need to realize that while they may get to keep a little bit of money now, we're going to run out of money.
Right.
And their individual tax burdens are going up. We need a Michigan that is job-friendly and a government that supports going to work so you pay your taxes instead of giving you money and then controls you. We need a Michigan that supports the people who are willing to take risk, not the people who are takers. Business leaders, business creators, business employers put themselves out there for the people of Michigan that they employ, as well as the people that they serve. And our government is turning their back on them for position, for power, and for control. And that scares the daylights out of me.
I deal with small business people every day, small business owners every day, as we are a small business owner and have them as advertisers. And the one thing that I hear most commonly said by every single one of them is, I fear for this country, I fear for this state, and it was just all encapsulated by what you just said. Kevin Rinke, we could talk all morning long about your candidacy. Tell our listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Rinke for Michigan, or Kevin Rinke for Michigan, if you go on the Internet, those are the two best places. I'm a businessman. I'm not a politician. I am a constitutional conservative who is willing to publicly serve. I'm 61 years old. I've had private businesses that I've grown to the largest in the state. I've participated in two Fortune 250 companies that are some of the largest in the world. I've had a career in healthcare services as well as the automotive industry. I can help the citizens of Michigan if they get behind me and give me that chance, and I'm willing to do it. Please vote August 2nd for Kevin Rinke.
Kevin, I hope we see you here in Grayling. It's going to be a great weekend, and good luck with the primary on August 2nd.
Thanks. I'll look for you tonight, Jerry. Take care.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smokehouse. Delivered a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Kim Morley, who is running for the Republican primary position for the 105th district. As we've said many, many times, and you just heard Kevin Rinke on, although the governorship is a little bit of a different animal.
It's
not like a de facto win.
Right.
I mean, whether you vote for Kim or either the other Republican candidates in the primary on August 2nd, they are going to be your representative.
We hope.
Most likely.
Most likely. And one of the things I've talked to people about, or what we're seeing, there's a difference in this political world. The same old way we've done it over and over is really not working.
No.
So there are people on both sides of the fence that are very upset. So you never know, come a general election. There will be people. It's not an automatic given like it probably was in our districts in the past, but I think there's a lot of people who need to see people coming together, at least on some main common things that are real needs in the community, and try to get those done. That's where we're going to focus.
Yeah, and I hate to bring it up very briefly, but I mean, on top of all the problems that we have, you know, whether it's unemployment or not enough housing or child care.
Oh,
you
huge.
Know, I mean, come on, huge. And then we throw the abortion thing back into it, and now this is going to be a state issue.
It will be.
It's not a federal issue anymore. It's going to be the state, and that's, how even the Supreme Court said, well, it was always supposed to be a state issue, so each state can make the decision. Whether that's true or not, this is another thing that now is going to be a responsibility of a representative.
Absolutely. And, well, on that issue, I think my very first comment to people has been, why are politicians legislating my morality? I mean, that's tough in itself. Now, currently, we do have a constitution that has a law.
Right.
So that will be coming before us and hearing the voices of the people and how do we want to do that. I have not been, I haven't shied away from opening up a constitution is very tricky.
Yeah.
We have difficulty passing bills that don't have a lot of things put in them that you don't know because you're trying to get
something.
You mean
pork?
Yeah. Whether it's money, pork, or just, well, we'll put this in here, and it all kind of blends together because we really want something. I'm nervous about opening up a constitution because that could open up so many things, and I'm very strong about our constitution. I love it. So that issue for that 1931 law is going to be a very tough – we are all going to have to be working together and not being diverted to things that are just small.
Yeah.
We need to tackle big issues. I mean, we got 2 years as the House of Representatives in that first term. You got a lot to get done in 2 years.
Yeah. And, going back to experience and trust, you're a small business owner like myself.
Right.
You have to take care of your customers. You have to take care of your employees, their health care and everything else. And then you were on the board
of hospitals and stuff, yeah. Served on school board as well.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and people will poo-poo that. But that's, the school board thing is super huge.
Oh, it's one of the biggest topics that we hear. Well, healthcare and education are probably two of the toughest industries to tackle.
Right.
They're very complex.
Right.
The funding streams are complex. The rules are complex. Other people in the state, like your state superintendent, your board of regents, those people are making a lot of decisions and not your school board members. So there's a lot to it.
Making all the money in this, in the school.
You hire a superintendent to try to do what they're supposed to do. And I think that, part of that experience is what gives you that background.
Yeah.
Where are the problems? How can we potentially start to revamp that so it really is about the student and the parent and the teachers? Because that's really where it's at, and making those decisions even more on a local level than just being mandated down from a state.
Well, that's the scariest thing, about education. It seems like the new wave of politics into education is eliminating the parents. You know, we're going to tell the student what the curriculum is, and
right.
you know, and the parents who have to deal with their children on a daily basis when they come back from school, they don't recognize their kids.
Right. Well, and it's probably on both sides. There's a strong need for parents to have involvement, which most of the time, at least in my experience, you don't get a lot of people who come to your school board meetings.
Yeah.
Unless there's a real problem.
Right.
So that engagement really has not been there as much, but it's gaining now because people are concerned. So
but you see more and more parents going to their parent-teacher conferences and those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Maybe they don't think or they don't have the time to go to a school board meeting, but
right.
they, you know, so that is kind of a fine line.
It is a fine line. You have a voice. We all do,
yep.
because that is our tax dollars going to that public education. But how do we show respect from a parental standpoint, a student standpoint, our teachers, our school boards? They are serving in that position. And if you disagree, that's okay. But what I'm finding is there's so much divide that the anger comes out on both sides. And
yeah.
then we're really not working together. And I think we need to work together, and the parents should have a voice. But they're not the only voice.
Yeah.
It's together, you know.
Well, Kim, you've been on a number of times.
Are you sick of me yet?
No, not at all. I mean, it's not, this has always been an open platform for anyone. You
it
know,
has.
Ken Borton could have on. I don't even know who the other Denise.
Diane Randall,
Diane.
And there's a Mark McFarlane.
Oh, I didn't even know
there's
there was.
There's four of us on that.
I did not know that.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You took advantage of our platform
Thank
more
you.
Than your other candidates. We appreciate that. So one last, not pitch, but
right.
just say, you know, you're going into the voter
four
booth.
Days
four
right
days
right now, right? There's 4 days counting down.
It'd be the longest/shortest 4 days of your life, right?
I know. It's a blur.
Like being pregnant.
Oh, gosh. It's been a long time for that one.
Yeah, okay.
I might have forgotten that as well. You know, I think for people, we all have experience. Every candidate,
yeah.
it's about what kind of experience do you want
right.
when you go and vote. Who do you believe will lead and not follow and be kind of pressured into some of those enticements that happen when you go to Lansing? Because it does. You
right.
know. So that's what I hear people wanting to know. Can you be strong enough to stay grounded, to stay back with the people, and let us have some voice in those decisions
mm-hmm.
and not just listen to the people in Lansing when you're there.
Right.
And I think that's going to be key for anyone, whether it's me or anyone that's going to Lansing, is we've got to get back to the people a lot more and not rely on just the people in Lansing telling you what to do.
Yeah. So, thank you, Kim.
August 2nd.
Vote.
Go out and vote.
Consider voting for Kim Morley for the 105th representative position.
Super.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Gaylord, along with Iron Pig Smokehouse. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Haley Strobel, the executive director of the Grayling Chamber of Commerce and the busiest woman in show business. Haley, thanks for taking a couple minutes to update us on what's been going on with the Riverfest and what we've got going on starting this morning up to the big race.
Okay, we've got lots of great things going on. It's been a busy place down here at the Chamber. We've had a Kids Day and the Hop Race. We've got the Arts and Crafts Show starting today. We've got the Brew Avenue and the Asabla Main Stage going on as well.
Yeah, we're really excited about our bands that are coming on to the Q100 Music Stage tonight on Brew Avenue. We've got the Steel Syndicate from Houghton Lake High School. AC/DC tribute band featuring our own Finster. Kevin B. Klein's going to be down there, and of course, J-Bo Billman headlining. It's going to be a fantastic night tonight, downtown Grayling.
Yeah. Yes, and we even have a couple this afternoon as well. We've got a high school band. We've got The Bridge Between, which is actually a band from Grayling High School that's going to be playing, as well as Derek Boyk at 2 p.m. And then we have the Grayling Marching Band that's playing at noon as well.
Wow. Well,
we got
music all day long on Brew Avenue. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like you said, the Arts and Crafts Show. We still got time trials going on. We highly encourage people to go down there. Those are free, of course, to watch. And right there at Rays, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. We even have a cornhole tournament that's starting tonight, too. At 4 o'clock is the registration for that. That's going to be downtown as well.
Is that on Brew Avenue as well, Haley?
Yes. Yep, that's on Brew Avenue as well.
Wow, we keep expanding. It's hard to keep track of everything. And then, of course, on Saturday, what are we've got arts and crafts show still going on Saturday. What else is happening on Saturday before the race?
We've got a lumberjack breakfast going on, some pancake breakfast going on Saturday morning, another cornhole tournament. We've got food trucks going on downtown. The American Legion has their own beer tent as well.
Right.
And I believe the Eagles have a beer tent, too. And then we've got the parade this year. That's got a new route, and that starts at 4 p.m. And that route is going right down James Street this year.
Yeah, wow. I don't know how you keep it all done. That's right. The Eagles do have their beer tent and the stakeout tonight. So that's always So that's a legendary thing as well. So I wanted to get all the words out to the people that are listening. I know you've got it online, you've got it in all the papers and the paddler's guides, but good to know that all the people visiting Grayling have so many options to enjoy Riverfest.
Yes, they can check out asabelriverfest.com/events for a full list of events.
All right, Haley, we'll see you down there on at the Q100 Michigan Music Stage on Brew Avenue tonight, and we'll rock it up all night long.
I can't wait. Check it out.
All right, we will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.